Welcome to the Ancestors Writers Room. For you, for your stories will heal the world. I'm your host, Shanga Tagore. This is a multiverse podcast drama miniseries that weaves together the big movements with the small things and helps us understand ourselves in the current times we're living. I was gonna share a trailer with you today, but then I was interrupted by one of the ancestors in my writer's room, who also happens to be one of the main characters in this miniseries. And that is living ancestor, planet Earth. She said, "Hey, instead of a trailer, can I just like speak instead? Especially because I have some things to say about the fact that you're launching this project on December 6th, which just happens to be International Stop Violence Against Women Day." And I said, "Sure, Mama Earth, take the mic. Who am I to say no to you?" All right, so this is it. Shanga, I know it has been a task to get this project out into the world. It's been a long time coming, and I'm proud of you. And look, it's all about divine timing, because it was meant to be launched today on December 6th. On this day, I send my recognition to the women murdered by misogyny in Montreal in 1989 that this day is named after. And today, I send my heart, my understanding, and my support to all the grieving mothers of Palestine, Congo, Sudan, Tigray, all the grieving mothers surviving genocide, mothers who grieve Black children murdered by the police, mothers grieving Indigenous children murdered by residential schools, grieving mothers of queer, trans people, survivors, femmes of color, disabled people, any children who left the planet before their time because the warring machine killed them with a bullet or with bombs or with negligence or with infiltrating their spirit so deeply that they decided to leave on their own terms. I send my heartfelt love to the grieving mothers on the planet, all of you, even the ones who have said goodbye to children under the most beautiful circumstances. My heart aches for you too, as it does for those who have lost their children in horrifying and utterly preventable circumstances. What a day, Shanga, for you to launch your heart work and your hard work. Your stories where I get the absolute pleasure of playing a main character. Stories that are most deeply invested in protecting me, this mother, the Earth, protecting her longevity, her freedom, her joy, and all of her children. Yeah, let it be so that this project is alive and ready for the world on International Stop Violence Against Women Day. These stories you're writing, I want you to know that these are for the women of the world. And I don't just mean cisgender women. Because this anniversary that we mourn the women who were murdered by misogynistic violence, we also open up and expand the definition of woman, that it is not just cis white femininity we should mourn and protect, but Indigenous women too, Black women too, trans women too, Palestinian women too. And not just women in gender, I mean the men, too, even those who wholeheartedly identify as male. Because they have women who live in them. They have grandmothers in them. They have community mothers in them. They have goddesses in them. Even when they identify as male, they have women who dance through them, express themselves, and who inform their choices. Women are in everyone, including those who expand the definition of woman, man, and explode all binaries wide open. And I know, Shanga, your stories are very much about fathers too. Can't forget about those cool dudes. This is very much about the men in you too. But you just have a special way of telling stories for and by women, and I appreciate that about you. So this was divine timing, and it was always meant to be this way, that you launch this beautiful project on Stop Violence Against Women Day. And if we're going to talk about violence against women, we're going to talk about me, the Earth. Stop Violence Against This Woman Day. How about that? Ceasefire now. End the occupation and the genocide and all apartheid states now. Ending violence against women in all multidimensional aspects of what that means is an immediate demand. And it is also a long-term journey. Because we can't just burn everything down all at once to a crisp where there's nothing left but ruin. I don't want that on my body. Okay? I need you to invest in the long-term journey of decolonizing yourselves. I need you to invest in personal and collective healing. I need your heart's commitment. I want each of you to be doing that from the inside out and the outside in and the world turned upside down and up and all around. That's my prayer for International End Violence Against Women Day. That's my crazy wish straight from the mouth of a crazy planet. Because in case you haven't noticed, I want y'all humans to live. I don't actually want you gone, even though some of you seem to think that's the case when I hear you say things like, man, humans suck, the Earth must really hate us, they say, as I pour my water over you every single day as best as I can, even while you humans block me from feeding some of my children. That kind of violence on my body, I can't fathom, even as I experience it daily. But no. I don't want you gone. I don't want to burn you all away, even though that is literally the reason why so many of my cosmic elders are pissed off at me and call me the crazy one because of my decision to keep all of you around, never mind birth you in the first place, because our cosmic elders saw all of this coming, and so did I. But I had my reasons. I want you to live. I don't want you to leave before your time. I don't want any of you to leave before your time. No more of that. God, end that shit now. For the love of Grandmother Multiverse, don't sentence me and my body to that. Y'all be out here annoying me to death. And some of you, yeah, are major thorns in my side and pains in my ass. But I still don't want you gone. If I did, we wouldn't be here having this conversation today. Because of that, I implore you to realize you have no choice but to choose your own healing. Choose your own decolonization. Because I'm not kicking you out of my house. Not just yet. In the meantime, go listen to Shanga's stories. Follow this project. Learn about this majestic, magical, magnificent ancestors' writer's room. Support her work, motherfuckers. Hey, the Earth's words, not mine. Because Shanga is a goddamn gem, if there ever was one. And I mean that in at least two ways. She's a Gemini. Don't just support her work. Let her work, her stories, her voice feed you and hydrate you. And then feed her back. Pour water on her as her stories do for you. Share them. Lift them. Follow all those links she's gonna give you. Sign up for the mailing list or whatever. Do whatever that witch asks is what I'm saying. Because her stories are for you. For your stories will heal the world too.